From Spark and Anvil and Mythforge, this is Child Divinity in Chapter 1 of the Mythforge cast. This Tama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
In the smallest room of Mythforge, cradled in a wide woven basket, a baby laughed, and the whole basket rose gently off the floor. It hung there in the air, wobbling, while the tiny child inside clapped both hands and watched the world tilt below. A tall keeper rushed over, arms out, ready to catch, and stopped. The baby wasn't falling. The baby was floating, easy as breathing, doing something no grown person in the whole academy could do. "You're not supposed to be able to do that yet," the keeper whispered. The baby only gurgled and reached for a passing dust mote, and the basket drifted a little higher, chasing it. This was Child Divinity, though nobody was quite sure whether that was one child or the same wonder wearing 100 small faces. Every time a newborn arrived at Mythforge who could already do the impossible, lift what they shouldn't lift, know what they hadn't learned, glow softly in the dark without a lamp, the keepers would smile and say, "Ah, there it is again. The power that shows up already finished, tucked inside something that still needs its diaper changed." The keeper stood on tiptoe and eased the floating basket back down to the floor, one hand steady underneath the whole time, not grabbing, just there. The baby yawned, entirely unbothered, and the glow around it dimmed to a nightlight softness. It had lifted itself into the air the way another baby might grab a toe. No effort, no showing off, just a thing it happened to be able to do. The astonishing part wasn't the floating. The astonishing part was how ordinary the floating felt to the one doing it.
Child Divinity remembered the first time someone had been afraid of it instead of for it. It had been very small then. Small enough that the memory came in feelings more than pictures. A cold night, a crowd of grown-ups murmuring, pointing, some backing away. "Too much power in something too little," they said. "It isn't safe. Send it away." And the child had felt the strangest, loneliest thing. It could bend the light and warm the whole room, and it still could not make anyone hold it. Then one keeper had pushed through the crowd, not the biggest, not the loudest, just the one who knelt down to the child's own height and looked at it plainly, without flinching and without fussing. "You're not too much," the keeper had said. "You're just early. Everything you'll grow into, you already carry. That's a lot to hold when you're this small. And then softer, so I'll hold the rest until you're ready." The child hadn't understood the words, but it understood the arms. It understood that being powerful and being tiny were not opposites, that you could be both at once, and the both at once was exactly the thing worth protecting. That was the night the fear turned into wonder, not because the child changed, because someone chose to stand between it and the cold and stay.
Child Divinity came to Mythforge in a basket carried by that same keeper, who set it down at the great doors and refused to leave. The old mentor of the mythology workshops met them at the gate. She looked at the basket, at the soft light leaking out of it, at the keeper who would not step back. "What is a divine child?" she asked. Not the keeper, the baby. And the baby, who could not yet speak, pulled itself up on the basket's rim, wobbled, and lifted the mentor's heavy iron gate key clean out of her hand and into the air, where it spun slowly like a little moon. Then it set the key gently back into her palm, sat down hard, and giggled. The mentor turned the warm key over in her hand for a long moment. "Power that arrives before the growing up does," she said quietly, "and a protector who stands guard over the space in between." She looked at the keeper, then back at the child. "You belong here, both of you. One of you to show them the wonder,
and one of you to show them that wonder needs guarding.
Child Divinity's workshop filled up with the newest, smallest students, and always the ones who watched over them. A worried girl came in one afternoon, minding her baby brother, who kept doing things he was far too little to do. He had stacked blocks into a tower taller than himself. He had named a shape she hadn't taught him. "It scares me," she admitted. "He's a baby. How can he already be so much? Am I supposed to just let him?" Child Divinity, sitting in its basket, reached up and touched a soft glowing card that hung in the air, and the card lit with a picture. A tiny figure, radiant, and beside it always a taller figure, arms curved protectively around the space. "Look," the mentor said, translating the wonder into words the way she always did. In story after story, the smallest one shows up already carrying something enormous. That's the pattern, the newborn who can do what shouldn't be possible yet. But look what's always standing next to it. "The big one," the girl said. "The guardian. The pattern isn't just small thing with huge power. It's small thing with huge power, and someone who keeps it safe until it grows into itself. The wonder and the protecting are the same story." The mentor nodded at the baby brother, happily rebuilding his fallen tower. "You're not supposed to shrink him down. You're supposed to be the arms around the in-between. That's not holding him back. That's the whole point of the pattern." The girl looked at her brother. She stopped bracing to stop him. She just moved a little closer, so she'd be there if he wobbled. Child Divinity clapped, and its whole basket glowed like a small, warm sunrise.
Later, when the workshop had emptied, the girl came back with her brother asleep against her shoulder. "When he's this little," she said, "and already so much, how am I supposed to feel about it? It's so big." Child Divinity couldn't answer in words. But the mentor was still there, and she'd seen the question 1,000 times. "You feel 2 things at once," she said gently, "amazed and soft. That squeezy, protective, oh, you tiny, enormous thing feeling in your chest, that's the right feeling. It isn't fear, and it isn't nothing. It's wonder wearing a heartbeat." She reached over and tucked the sleeping boy's arm back inside the girl's coat. "The pattern doesn't ask you to be bigger than the power. It just asks you to stay close and be warm and let the small ones grow." The girl held her brother a little tighter and felt it, that full, glowing, tender ache of loving something that was already becoming so much. She wasn't afraid anymore. She was just holding him, and it felt like the safest thing in the world.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Child Divinity. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.